Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, The Plagues of Egypt. This is the story where Pharaoh will give in to the God Almighty, the God of the Hebrews. The cost to Pharaoh? His son's life. Listen how God removes Pharaoh's hand from God's people. The word went out that this was the night. At midnight, everyone in the Hebrew community must be ready to go. Moses called the elders of Israel and told them, "This is the time to slay the Passover lambs. Each family shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood of the lamb and apply some to the doorpost and the lintels of the door. No one is to go outside till morning." Pharaoh's son was the first to die as the angel of death swept through Egypt. Not a single home was left untouched where someone had not died. There was a great cry in all of Egypt, and Pharaoh summoned Moses in the middle of the night. "Moses, rise up and get out from among my people. All of you, your sons and daughters and herds, you are to leave immediately and go worship your God and bless me also." The Egyptians urged the Hebrews to leave immediately. There could be heard murmuring everywhere, "Leave, or we will all surely die." To encourage them to leave, the Egyptians gave them articles of gold, silver, and clothing as they departed that morning. The entire Hebrew nation walked out of Egypt that morning, plundering Egypt as they left. Now it was to the very day that the sons of Israel lived in the land of Egypt, from the time of Joseph, 430 years, as it was prophesied in the days of Abraham. It is very difficult for us to grasp prophecy. God had predicted that the sons of Israel would spend 430 years in Egypt even before there were sons of Israel. This story helps us understand that God has a hand in controlling history and moving political events to mold the world to his agenda. Not even a Pharaoh can stop our God. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.